We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:06 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. And loco as well. On this Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. By the way, your time check. That's brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You've heard by now, I'm sure, what happened in Minneapolis? This bride-to-be, this very, just, she seems like a beautiful woman and all, like, I don't know, what was she into, yoga and meditation and just like, you know, the perfect example of somebody who would be just very peaceful, you know, like a happy hippie. This poor woman, it looks like, I mean, if all the reports are true, two cops arrive on the scene after she had called 911 thinking there was some sort of disturbance just outside of her house. She met the police car outside. She's in her pajamas, comes up to the police car, and the officer who was in the passenger side opens fire and shoots and kills her, hits her like in the abdomen. And apparently, this guy is, he's a Muslim. Now, does that make him a jihadi? Did he do it on purpose? Does it have anything to do with that at all? At this point, we do not know. We do not know. Now, we know he's a Muslim. His name is Mohammed Noor. And it appears that he killed Justine Damon, which is not really her legal name. That's what her name would have been if she would have got married, which was supposed to happen pretty soon. So there's no evidence that he is or was jihadi or radicalized or anything else. But look, here's the deal. This guy apparently was not prepared to be a law enforcement officer, or maybe wasn't cut out. He's already had three complaints against him in just 2 years. And the concern here is because in that area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, there's a huge contingency. I think most of them are Somali, of Somali descent or relations, Somali Muslims. So you're of the local police. Yeah, you want to try to hire people who reflect, you know, kind of what the community looks like. I don't have a problem with that. It is when you make special considerations to hire somebody that, had they been another color, would not have gotten hired. Just didn't meet the bare minimum requirements, whatever they may be. It could be in the training part of it. It could be in the psychological evaluation that somebody has to sign off on and say, yes, you indeed are, okayed to have a gun and a badge. Now, everybody I know related to any of that kind of training and all that, they take the whole process very seriously. People who do the hiring tend to take it very seriously, tend to. But if you're in a politically charged situation, it's a land of the lefties, too, up there in Minneapolis-St. Paul. I mean, who's their senator? What's that bozo's name again?
Al Franken.
Yeah, Al Franken. So there, that gives you an indication where they're coming from. So this could be a case of maybe not having anything to do with the fact that he is a Muslim. It might have more to do with the fact that, well, we wanted to hire somebody who had some Somalian influence and was a Muslim and could relate to the community. Again, okay, but did you change the standards? Did you lower any standards? And since he's had three complaints in 2 years, what would the normal course of action be for any other law enforcement officer? Is this something that they would have been suspended for? In the end, would have they ended up being fired? Would they, maybe they would have never been hired to begin with. The state agency, Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, is investigating the shooting. So far, they've been very tight-lipped. They've admitted that no weapons were recovered from the scene, In other words, this woman wasn't, you know, even if she was carrying it around for self-defense, a police officer sees weapon, you know, and he freaked, that's one thing. Still not right, but I'm trying to look for a reason of what possibly could have happened that there would have been at least some justification for what this, Mohammed Noor, who is the first Somali-American police officer in his precinct. Now, he has in the past been personally praised by the Minneapolis mayor, Betsy Hodges. Okay, that sounds like a political thing, right? Like, pat myself on the back. Hey, we, you know, this precinct now, we're expanding. We're hiring, Muslims and Somali Americans, etc. Now, he holds a degree in administration and economics. So it sounds like he's, you know, got to have some wit about him in terms of, you know, brain power, right? So people have questions. The mayor has questions. Everybody else has questions. What in the world happened? Minneapolis chief of police. What are you going to say? You know, it's tragic. Of course it is. I have many of the same questions. That's why we immediately asked for external independent investigation. That's a good thing. An external investigation, which I'm pretty sure. Well, in Florida, that's if you're in a police shooting, automatically FDLE is called in. Okay, that's an automatic. I don't know what the law is in Minnesota. I also want to assure you that I understand why so many people have so many questions at this point. I've asked for the investigation to be expedited, provide transparency to answer many questions as quickly as we can. The driver of the squad car that pulled up to the alley behind the home that Damon shared with her fiancé has been identified as Matthew Harity, community service officer since 2016. Isn't that usually like a community service officer for many places? That would be sort of a break-in time. You know what I mean? Like you're new. So you start maybe as a community service officer before you get to being a full patrolman, shall we say, in some jurisdictions. I don't know if that's true there. On Monday morning, the heartbroken stepson of Damon appeared outside his home and had harsh words for Officer Noor. Why? Why did you do it? He has no idea the impact that he had on thousands of people. No idea. I hope that he wakes up every single day and thinks about it. And then I hope he thinks about how he can be a better person, because that's what she did every single day. And if you don't do that, then you're not even living either, man. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the website Minnesota Police Clips has audio of an exchange between dispatch and the officers involved. One officer says he sees a female standing behind the building and one down from the same location before saying they are performing CPR. Police in Minneapolis are required to wear body cams at all times, but they are not continually active and are manually switched on when officer anticipates they'll be needed. The squad car camera, they're saying in one thing that it couldn't be used, and others they're saying it didn't show anything. I'm not sure what the deal is with the dash cam, but apparently that's of no use. So both police officers had body cams on them, but they weren't turned on. Why? You're responding to a 911 call and some sort of dispute or disturbance or something. A woman's hearing sounds outside of her house. Why wouldn't you have your body cam on? I mean, that to me would be a no-brainer. You know? As soon as you say, yeah, roger that. We're en route. We're on our way. You know, click. You cut the mic off, and the next thing you know, and you're with another officer. You, like, remind each other, hey, body cam on. Body cam on. No. So, I don't know. There's some things here that just plain don't make sense. I mean, you can have a lack of training. You can have a very poorly trained police officer. But one who opens fire on a completely innocent civilian in her pajamas, who could not possibly, in any way, shape, or form, present any kind of threat. This is going to be a tough one. And, you know, if there's something really, really dark about this, if there is a, you know, some sort of a tie there to jihad or anything else, you know, we'll get that in tiny, tiny, tiny little dribs and drabs to where we'll forget all about that shooting and this beautiful 40-year-old woman whose life was taken for no reason. And that's just sad, and it's wrong. Mm. And it's a shame, too, because you have so many awesome, good, dedicated law enforcement officers that bust their butt every day and put their lives in harm's way. And, you know, it only takes one bozo like this to give them all a black mark.
Yeah.
So I hope the truth comes out, and I hope it comes out, you know, as rapidly as possible and still be, you know, credible. I hope it happens pretty soon. Very sad for her and her family. Hearts and prayers go out to all of those people affected by a tragedy. 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is alongside me here. 877-975-9825. If you want in on this Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Coming up, approval rating polling. Speaking of trash, on the way. Yeah, I won't talk until that little music bit picks up a little pace, okay?
Dig it.
You got to set the mood. You got to get people pumped up on a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Go, man. Go.
It's 8:23. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Nick is in here. And, Nick, what's this about tropical disturbance kind of kicking up and stirring up in the Atlantic?
Tropical storm Don formed yesterday.
Don? Yeah.
Don, baby.
Short for Donald?
The Donald is, it's heading toward the Windward Islands, Grenada. It's expected to maybe be another day and a half, and then they're saying after it buzzes right across the top of South America, it probably will fizzle out.
Oh, they say it's a little blustery now, but then it'll fizzle out. It'll never make it. Now, isn't that what they said? About the original Donald J. Trump, when he was right, there's no way he can win. There's no way. And that stuff goes around the internet and in the Facebook, you know?
So
all these people quoting, oh, there's no way. Like, we can't even take that serious. Donald Trump's not going to be president.
So you're worried about this?
Yes,
storm?
I am.
You're worried about it?
I'm more worried than I want to let to on the air because I don't want the cost of a generator to spike right before I attempt to purchase one. That's why. It's all about me. It's white. No, look, if it's named Don or Donald, yeah, you might not want to count it out too soon. Anyway, on a serious note, it is hurricane season. Remember, there's some basics. You need to know them. And if you're new to the area, even though we're not close to the coast and most of the people in the listening area, there's a lot of things that can happen. There's a lot of local roadways that could flood. There's still power poles that can come down. Electricity, in everywhere, dangling wires, all kinds of nastiness.
Dude.
So you still got to take all the precautions and find out where the shelter is near you just in case, especially if you have special needs. And stock up on your prescriptions, which is a joke. Oh, try to stock up on prescriptions. If it's any of the good ones, I mean, that actually do something to you, they give you like 30 days. That's it. You don't get ahead. You know? Trust me, I've been through this. Well, like if you have a sleep medication, like I need that now. I'm going out of town. Well, it doesn't, we can't do that for 3 more days. Oh, I know. 3 more days, I'll be wherever, North Carolina.
Well, we'll keep you up to date on the storm so that you know when you can go with the last.
Well, no, this is it. Yeah, and this is the thing about the law and, you know, yeah, we're going to crack down on pill mills and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And what you end up doing is making life difficult for the average law-abiding citizen. That's what you end up doing.
Yep.
All right?
So Tropical Storm Don is expected, they're saying this afternoon it might it's at 50 mile an hour. It's got 50 mile an hour winds right now. They're saying by this afternoon, maybe 60, and that's going to be about the peak. And it'll brush right across the top of maybe northern Venezuela, Colombia, and then it'll start to fall apart on Thursday.
Or so they say.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. Appreciate it, Nick. Hey, Jim, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Where is the uproar in the media with this little girl or this yoga teacher that's gotten killed? If it would have been a black or a white police officer that shot a black person, they'd be rioting in the streets right now. And they'd be burning buildings and cop cars. I don't understand. Where's the media at now?
They are following her lead. She would be meditating for peace right now. No, look, there's plenty of outrage, but it's not marching in the streets. There's people that want answers to these questions. Everybody does. And this, again, regardless of skin color, it's a terrible, awful tragedy. And is referring, in case you haven't heard, a Minneapolis woman, bride-to-be, shot and killed by police this weekend. She came out in her pajamas after calling 911, a call of a possible assault. And at one point, an officer fired their weapon, striking the woman. And she was not armed. And there's not a whole lot more information other than both of their body cams were turned off. And the dash cam video is either, you know, doesn't show anything or is unusable. A couple of news folks are reporting a couple of different things. But the bottom line is dash cam videos of no help. What in the world? The heck? No, there's plenty of outrage. Yeah, I get your point about, you know, the marching in the streets and burning stuff down. You know that's all just ne'er-do-wells looking for an excuse when that occurs. We know that. 828 on the Bob Rose Show, 877-975-9825. Mitch McConnell, is he doing the right thing? The Obamacare repeal bill, as it was, wasn't going to pass. So now he says, I want you to vote for the full repeal that we all passed in 2015, and we'll make it effective in 2 years. Is that a good idea? We'll talk about it coming up. Can we talk about that intro?
Dig it,
brother. Can we talk about this?
Dig it.
Am I in charge around here or not? I need to get you to sign a document right here that I have drawn up about who ultimately has charge over this show.
Oh, I agree.
This has been a bone of contention for a while.
I agree. I think you're in charge.
I'm sorry. I was just playing a role, Bud, like my TV star that I'm going to be. Coming off with a real edge.
Bad.
Which is, you know, which is work for me because I'm such a nice, reasonable fella.
Oh, boy.
838 on the Bob Rose Show. Nick is in here. 877-975-9825. Made in America, baby. Made in America.
America.
Donald Trump wants to bring it back. Yeah. He said make America great again on the campaign trail. Now he's talking about it for real. President Donald Trump promised on Monday he would take more legal and regulatory steps during the next 6 months to protect American manufacturers, lashing out against trade deals and trade practices that have hurt U.S. companies. Trump climbed into an American-made fire truck parked behind the White House. He took a swing with a baseball bat. I'm assuming that's a Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know how much competition they have, but make a heck of a bat. Briefly donned a customized Stetson cowboy hat, in which a university here in the state of Florida is named after, right? That's the same family, right?
There you go.
I saw fire engines. I saw tractors from Caterpillar. I saw some incredible machinery. Make it right here.
You know, if you were as rich as Trump, wouldn't you rather be playing with all those toys all day instead of being president? If you're a billionaire, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, honey, I bought some property today. Really? Do we need more property? Well, this stuff I just want to dig up and play with all my tools in the dirt, like a giant sandbox, you know? That's probably why I'll never be president. Yeah. He just wants to play. He's like a little kid. That's right. So President Trump, he is trying to show that, hey, let's bring American manufacturing back. Let's make it great again. Let's protect what we have going.
Some states need this. Some states need that. But we're getting it together, and it's going to happen.
Look, this is going to be great for existing American manufacturing companies. And he has long talked about the trade imbalance, and it is real. Okay? That's not a made-up thing. And there are those that aren't playing by the rules as well. Those are actually two different subjects, okay? Manipulating of their currency and then setting the price lower on purpose, not worrying about profit because they want to deluge the market. These are all the things that we've dealt with.
For decades, Washington has allowed other nations to wipe out millions of American jobs through unfair trade practices. Wait till you see what's up for you. You are going to be so happy.
There you go. He's going to make some folks happy. How many times have we talked about? Not everybody is cut out for the college route. Can a person make a decent living without having to go to college? Absolutely. We know that. You know, many of the trades. But what about some training that would put you in a field where you'd be working, you know, technically to manufacture? You know, there would be jobs associated with robotics. Okay, and we need to include that, say, in a VOTEC program because people are going to have to work on the equipment that does a lot of the work that men used to do or people 50 years ago.
We want to build, create, and grow more products in our country using American labor, American goods, and American grit.
Then later he got on his little Peugeot bicycle. And I'm like, hey, what up with that?
No, he didn't.
Peugeot. Who got?
He didn't get on a. He did not get on a bike.
Remember how those were nice? Those were nice bikes. Remember when you were growing up? You're like, oh, that kid's got a Peugeot. He's kind of a spoiled brat.
Yeah, no kidding.
Meanwhile, you got this beat up Schwinn, and you didn't realize it. The Schwinn actually cost more back then.
I know.
I didn't have a beat up Schwinn. I remember those little. This might be. I mean, I'm not trying to get you in a corner here, but do you remember the Schwinns with the banana seat? The shifter in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
The rise-up handlebars. And then some of them had that smaller front wheel, almost like a chopper-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
The apple crate, I think, was one. And there was a couple of them like that.
And they were expensive, too.
And they are, apparently, if you go to eBay, that's like a huge, you know, people like us, we're like, we want to relive this great childhood we have. Yeah. So they're going online, and people are getting huge, huge money for these things. Same thing with the... The little Honda 70s, remember those little mini bike, motorcycle-ish things?
My dad had a great job right about the time when those things were hitting. And he gave one to me for my like my sixth birthday.
Six?
Six.
Yeah. Not a Honda 70.
No.
The Schwinn.
With the big banana, you know, and the little shifter
still
in
at
it.
Still six.
Stuff.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And well, I was a big kid then. And I parked it behind my uncle's car when he was over. And
he drove over it.
Yeah, it was about like 6 months. You know, I had that bike for 6 months. And after that, I saved up my money and bought a Huffy.
Yeah, I had a Huffy. I had an orange Huffy, though. At least it was cool. It was orange.
I had an orange Huffy, too.
Did you?
Yeah. I ended up later using that to deliver papers.
You know what I delivered papers with? A bicycle that was given, I think, to my sister. By Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Bill in Philadelphia. It was one of those, I don't know what you'd call them now, almost like a beach cruiser style.
Yeah.
It was a girl's bike. But I didn't care because I'm doing my paper
that's
out.
So good for doing papers.
Yeah. And I'm doing it at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Nobody's going to see me anyway. That bike was as sturdy as they get. I love that bike. I even got a trailer for it.
Did you really?
Yeah. Do you remember when they had those little, you know, black trailers?
Exactly what it
was. Yeah. And I would hook that up because that way I could do the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
Because Sunday was a bear in Detroit.
I had a radio flyer that I literally, I'm not kidding. I had a little, I made a thing off of one of those, you know, those little backs, back clip things that you'd put on the back of a bike. Well, it had a little frame. And what I did was I modified the frame. And I would tie the radio flyer back. I was reliving this because radio flyers are now 100.
The wagons?
The wagons just.
They're 100 years old?
Yeah. They just turned 100.
Dude.
That's part of Americana.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. So, see, Trump just wants to basically give us our those wonderful childhood days back to us. Kind of, sort of. Or he wants people to have decent jobs and then they can relive their childhood if they want, or they can put money in the bank so they can actually pay their bills and put their kids through school.
What a concept.
Yeah. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Nick. 877-975-9825. Mitch McConnell, did he make the right move? He pulled the bill to repeal Obamacare, and it's going to be replaced with the real repeal bill. And then it'll go into effect in a couple of years. You confused? I'll untangle it for you next.
Made in the USA. Remember in the old days, we used to have Made in the USA, Made in America, but Made in the USA. We're going to start doing that again. We're going to put that brand on our product because it means it's the best.
H51 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thanks for tuning in on this Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Mitch McConnell, there's now going to be a vote to repeal Obamacare. And you're scratching your head and you're saying, wait, what was the bill that they were just supposed to vote on the other day? Well, that wasn't going to get the vote, so they didn't bother to vote on that. That was kind of a weak bill, according to conservatives like Mike Lee and Rand Paul. But it cut too much, according to people like Susan Collins of Maine. So Mitch McConnell is he's going to go into the back machine way back and go from 2 years ago when the House and the Senate agreed full repeal of Obamacare.
Yeah,
they all signed off on it and everything was good. And of course, President Obama vetoed it. Like they knew he would. Well, he's going to bring it up again and say, okay, let's see who's got the moxie, the courage to do what you just did 2 years ago. Either you didn't mean it then or you don't mean it now. Sign on the dotted line.
Pony up, boys.
And this might be a good, this might be one of the better moves from old Uncle Mitch. Huh? Taking on the GOP. We'll see. We'll see. But that's the lay of the land as far as the repealing of Obamacare goes for right now. Oh, and if they sign this thing, that I guess the thing they tell them is, don't worry, it won't go into effect for 2 years. And by then, we can make up a bunch of stuff, and or you can lie to your constituents, and, you know, so it won't really hurt you. Well, I think it's going to hurt people if they don't sign it, and I think it's going to hurt them if they don't actually institute the repeal. That's what at least what GOP supporters are looking for. Kevin, you're on the air.
Morning, Bob. I'm wondering where the National Organization of Women is on this shooting in Minnesota. You know, Black Lives Matter, they kept quoting that there's a, you know, that white cops have been always, you know, against black young men. Well, Muslims have treated women poorly for centuries now, and I don't see anybody protesting on a visceral level without knowing the facts like they did before. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, and you're not going to see it. You're just not.
You're not?
No. You mean the now? The National Organization for Women organized against Islam? Or specifically even against Sharia law?
You're not going to see it.
Look, I was looking in Minneapolis, and I did a Google search, and I was looking for Sharia law in Minneapolis. And really, I looked through a bunch of stories, and there was a guy who was, they were calling a Sharia vigilante or a Sharia cop trying to impose Sharia law. There's several stories on him, but not so much of it in general trying to be instituted anywhere in that area. But just the way the culture that most, not all, but that most that follow Islam around the world, you would have to be honest and say, yes, it is. I think it's safe to say it's not very pro-women in terms of rights and stuff. Yeah. That's an understatement, and I realize that. And I'll leave that there for now. But yes, is now. You want to do anything?
No.
Evil Republicans to go after, right? Chris Christie, he said that the meeting of Donald Jr. and this attorney from Russia, this lawyer that all the hullabaloo is about, well, he's saying that that's probably illegal. That's probably illegal. And when I read that, I go, wow, he's pulling the rug out from under the Trumpster and his son and everything else. Why would he say that? I think he's teeing it up because investigators are close to really getting some solid stuff on member of the Democratic National Committee, going to the Ukraine to get opposition research against Donald Trump. And so I think he's teeing it up for that, because he does put some caveats in there, like, well, there should be evidence that the campaign actually obtained such research, and I'm sure he knows by now they didn't. And so he says, yeah, it's probably against the law, and it's, you know, in addition to being inappropriate. But he says, don't jump to conclusions. What he means is, jump to the conclusion when it's a DNC on the hot seat. That's what he means, I think. We'll see.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.